The city's child welfare agency is planning a major restructuring of the way it oversees foster care agencies and child abuse prevention programs. The change will mean hundreds of layoffs, and the union representing caseworkers is vowing to fight the plan. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez has more.
The plan calls for eliminating the jobs of 650 case managers who currently do paper reviews of cases involving children in foster care or families attending child abuse prevention programs. These workers make both big and small decisions about a child's future, such as whether a foster child may go on an out-of-state vacation. They also decide whether it's time for a child to be put up for adoption. But often, these decisions are made without face-to-face meetings. ACS Commissioner John Mattingly says it's time to end that practice.
We will sit with the family and the private agency and draft together the plan for the future safety of the youngster. That's a lot stronger, we think, than simply sitting at a desk and reviewing paperwork.
Mattingly says ACS plans to hire 500 new staff that would attend conferences every 6 months with children, their parents, and foster care workers. The new positions will be higher-paid jobs, and half of them will require master's degrees. Mattingly says the current system is too slow to act, which means kids stay in foster care too long, an average length of 4 years. Local 371 represents the current case managers. Union Representative Faye Moore says the union only found out about the layoffs Tuesday, and the city has violated labor laws by not informing them sooner.
That's completely, completely wrong in the labor management process. They have an obligation to meet with us anytime that they have any initiatives that impact our workers. And ACS has done reorganizations with this union before. They know that.
ACS says the current labor contract gives them the right to manage the agency and no collective bargaining violations have occurred. Moore says the plan is a bad idea because it's decreasing the number of people responsible for overseeing private agencies. She says case managers, even at the current levels, are already overworked. About 17,000 children are currently in foster care in New York City. Another 27,000 receive services through prevention programs. The new 500 positions will oversee both groups. ACS says the new system cuts out redundancy and paperwork and will save workers time. Andrew White, director of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School, edits a publication called Child Welfare Watch. He praised the new plan and criticized the current system.
I mean, it's always been micromanaging the system from a desk, not from a point where you sit down with the families and talk it through with them.
In addition to more hands-on work, the city is also changing the way it will fund agencies. It's offering them more flexibility, and in exchange, it wants them to move children out of foster care faster and reduce the number of children it sends to residential treatment centers that offer psychiatric help and other intensive services. ACS says these centers, which are located outside the city, are very expensive, and teenagers who are typically hard to place in foster homes are being sent there needlessly. ACS wants foster agencies to try to keep kids in a foster home by providing at-home mental health services, tutoring, and whatever else might ease the burden on a foster parent struggling with a child. Jim Purcell from the Council of Family and Child Caring Agencies says doing that will be challenging.
I think some kids are very troubled and they need the structure of residential care, and they'll have to continue to get it. And that will be one of the key tests, I think, of this new plan, is whether or not agencies can, in fact, find ways to reduce those numbers or to reduce the length of time that kids have to be in that higher level of care.
Purcell's agency represents nearly all privately run foster care and child prevention programs in the city. He says members are cautiously embracing the new plan. ACS says it will phase in the changes this summer. Job postings for the new positions will go up soon. The city says case managers will receive layoff notices, but will be able to apply for other jobs within the agency or elsewhere within the city. The union is exploring options to stop the plan from moving forward. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.